Katie Hunter from MMA UK. I'm here with the lovely Liam McCall, who's fighting at Bellator Dublin on the 22nd of Feb against Judith Ruiz. Thank you so much for doing this.
No problem.
So, tell us about the fight. The featherweight division in Bellator, should I say, for ladies, is just one of their best divisions. It's so deep. There's such exciting matchups to be had. It's just, you can really see where everyone's going in the division. And I just wondered what you thought of this particular matchup for you.
It's exciting. I think Bellator's featherweight division is the best in the world. They've got the deepest division. They've got the best kind of caliber of fighters, you know, and they've got people like myself at the start of my career just coming up, and then they have like veterans like Chris Cyborg, Julia Buds, like, and you know, and to aim towards fighting those girls is just really exciting to be in that division. The last two girls I had have been strikers, and this is a grappler, so I can see what they're doing. They're just testing me a bit, and I think it's gonna be, you know, a good fight. I think she'll come and she'll not be daunted. I know she's fought on big shows before. She's had 10 pro fights, and she'll not be fazed, I don't think, by the Dublin crowd. So it'll be a good night.
Yeah. And you said that you're at the beginning of your MMA pro career, but you've got an amazing amateur background. IMAF champ, well done, Europeans. Obviously, like, been very successful with your jiu-jitsu as well. Tell us a bit about your background.
So I came from like a grappling background as a child. I did judo, and when I had my daughter Isabella, I started training in an MMA gym, and I like fell in love with learning Muay Thai and learning how to strike. And the guys, I'd seen the guys fighting, and it was kind of like in the Ronda Rousey era when she was just got into the UFC, and they were like, because I was, you know, they could tell I had a good kind of, I was picking up things quickly, and they kind of just threw me in at the deep end. And I think it was like in 2014, I had my first MMA fight, and just kind of rolled from there. I just kept taking fights, and I did the Europeans and amateurs, and just went pro. And it's just been, you know, crazy couple of years. Yeah.
Coming from that judo background, was Ronda a big inspiration to you?
Not because of the judo aspect. I think it's just kind of her mentality and her kind of persona I liked, because she was just so confident and believed in herself. And I think kind of made you just think, well, if she can do it, anybody can do it.
And what about Cyborg signing for Bellator, in being in your division as well? How exciting was that for you?
Yeah, so exciting. You know, Chris Cyborg was the first female, or she's actually the first MMA fight I ever watched, way back. I can't even remember what year it was in. It was her fight against Gina Carano. And like that was the first bit of MMA I'd ever seen, and I just thought, wow. And now the fact that she's in the same promotion in my division is just so exciting. Like I always say, like, to be that, if I have progressed in my career to be in a position to fight her, it's going to be like, it is like the dream fight, is to fight her. I think she is the greatest of all time, and it's just great to have her in Bellator.
I think for everyone in your division, it just must be like that added motivation to just, like, obviously everybody wants to, you know, win the title at some point, and Julia Budd's got that at the moment. How do you see that fight going when they meet soon?
It's gonna be a brilliant fight. I'm really excited for it. I think it's gonna be both really strong strikers, really powerful, really confident. They're gonna come forward. It'll be interesting to see if they stand back and pick shots and look for openings, or if they're just gonna go in and go for it. It's always hard to look past Cyborg whenever she's fighting, to be honest. You know, I think she's just got that kind of killer instinct whenever she was in there. I know she had, obviously, her last fight against Amanda, it didn't go her way, but I think when she gets back in there, it'll be the same old Cyborg. But in saying that, Julie is so highly skilled and very powerful as well. I've seen her in her last couple of fights. So, I don't know. It's hard to call that one. It's going to be a great fight.
And as I said, I bet all of you are hoping to fight either Julia or Cyborg at some point in the future. But you seem to be timing your career so well, just the fights you're taking and the way that you're building yourself up. How thought out is that, and how important is that to you to, like, build your pro career in the right way?
Do you know, it's it's, I feel like it's like just happening. It's, I don't feel like it's like my hand. I think there's a bigger hand to play here. I feel like I went professional and lost my first fight and came back and on a three, I moved to train with Owen Roddy and I'm in a 3-fight win streak now. And I feel like I'm developing and I've showed a very small part of my skill set in there. It's going to be exciting to see how I develop and what I can show over the next couple of fights. I think it's like this is a key time in my career to really improve and get better. With regards to fights, I just say yes to the first person they say. I never say I want any, like, I just say yes because I just want to fight. So when Judy or anybody rings me, I'm just like, yep. And they're like, Leah, go and ask Owen, show Owen. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it is okay. But I'm just like, yep, straight away.
Didn't you lose very early on in your amateur career as well? Lost one fight.
Yep.
Was it your second fight? And then
yep,
just went
right.
Undefeated for the rest of your amateur career.
Yep. So I won, I think I had been training maybe 5 months and took an MMA fight. So I won my first fight by a couple of months later, and it was a boxing champion. I'd maybe sparred about 5 times. I got stopped by a head kick. But, you know, I always feel like to be a champion in MMA, you have to know how to lose. You have to be a good loser and then know how to come back and use that to get better. There's a lot of people that can't deal with losses, and you need to have that mentality that, because in MMA, everybody technically loses. Do you know what I mean? It's not like a boxing record where they write you off after one fight. Everybody, you can lose in so many different ways in MMA, and you just have to learn from it and keep improving and developing as a fighter. I think that's the most important thing.
I was actually speaking to someone last night and I said the same from him. I could tell from how he dealt with the loss that he was going to take a lot on board and learn from it and move on rather than making excuses for it. You know, you can learn a lot more from some losses. Not that you want to be having them very often.
it's heartbreaking. Honestly, it's the worst thing, like one of the worst things in the world. And that's what's so motivating whenever you go back to training and why it's so addictive, because you just don't want to feel like that ever again.
Yeah. Well, he said he felt like the whole world was like looking down on him. Even when he walked through town, he felt like everyone knew and was disappointed.
Totally. I felt like that. You know, my first fight was like on the main card of Cage Warriors. I just won the amateur worlds, won the European world or European championships. There was so much hype behind me. I just went in and just I was in a great place, and just, you know, having that loss and coming out and you just feel humiliated, you feel embarrassed, you're like, I didn't do what I should have done. But, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason, and losses happen for a reason, and that definitely happened in my career for a reason. So, and it's kind of put me on a better path now, so it's exciting.
I don't think that fighting is just about the fighting. It is dealing with that mental side of it and who can handle that the best.
Yeah, 100%. You know, like my whole career, I really suffer from nerves and self-doubt, and everybody is like, why? Like, because I'm on an emotional roller coaster through fight camp and through fight week, and like my friends know how to manage me because I'm just so intense all the time. But it's definitely about how you manage your emotions, especially on fight night. But I feel like on fight night, that's where I'm the calmest. I'm the most calm is when in the changing room backstage. I'm just like in my zone, in my flow, and that's where I like to be. I don't like anything else. Anything else about the wig. I don't like fight day. I just love being in the warm up and getting ready to fight. That's where I love to be.
So the beginning of fight day is not a happy experience for you?
No. I hate it. I hate the whole fight day until I get to the warm up, and I'm just, that's where I'm happy.
So a huge part of your success must be your training camps. And I know that you travel around, like you're in Liverpool at the moment doing this interview. You've been training at Next Gen with Molly. I love your friendship. You two are so cute on Instagram.
I know.
Tell us about your training partners and those that you travel to see. I saw you were training with Megan Morris a while ago.
Yes, yeah, so my head coach is Owen Roddy in Dublin. Obviously, he's over with Connor in Vegas at the minute. So anytime he's away or the gym's not, there's no sessions on, I would come over to Next Gen and train with Paul Rimmer and Sai and Molly and all the guys over here. It's just like, it feels like it's my team as well. When I come over to Liverpool, I've done it since the start of my pro career, and they're so welcome and so helpful. Do you know, I go away with Molly for her fights as well, and we have a great friendship. And you know, like, me and Molly are on the phone every single day to each other, like every other hour. We're just like, right, what's happened? How's that session been? Like, having 20 million breakdowns a week, and it's so nice to have her. Do you know, because she understands. Like, you have your, I have really good friends, Una and Emma as well, and they, kind of, the four of us are a group chat, and we're just, they're good at maintaining me and Molly's emotions, because there's so much things happen that nobody ever sees on outside the cage, outside training camp, to see all the glitz and the glam and the wins. They don't see the absolute nightmare stuff that happens during the week. So just having those girls and having Molly as a you know, a really good friend is definitely so helpful to me.
Yeah, because I don't feel like guys going through the same things as us, like, feel the same. So it must be nice to have another girl to bounce things off.
Yeah, and I feel like girls are so much more emotional as well. Like, if I have a bad, like, sparring session or training session, I'm crying my eyes, like on the phone, being like, I'm so shit, like, and then it's like the guy's just like, I know, they just rub it off, but we're so emotional and overthink everything. So you overthink every training session. It's like, but it's just a difference between girls and boys, isn't it?
We doubt ourselves so much more, I think.
Yeah.
In general.
I take things and you take everything so seriously, like every session. Like, me and Molly are quite similar. Like, in training, we ask 5 million questions and, like, get people to show us again and again, so we understand why it happens and what, you know, like, we kind of learn the same way.
What's your prediction for her fight in London? She's got a big name this time. Ashley Evans-Smith is going to be a super exciting fight. How do you think it'll go?
Yeah, I don't think this is Molly's toughest fight. I think Ashley Evans is, she has her strengths, she has her strong points, but the difference in Molly's game between, you know, and since she's been in the UFC and how much she's leveled up is so impressive, so inspirational. You know, I find her hard to deal with grappling. She's so strong, and her boxing and movement and fight IQ is so high. I feel like Molly's going to dominate this fight, and I feel like she'll again just going to show what skills that she has and how much she's improved in the last couple of fights.
Yeah, I know she's desperate for her first finish as well.
I know. I feel like the last one could have been finished a few times, but I can see her getting a finish in this one.
Yeah, 100%. Good luck, Molly. We're all behind you.
Yeah.
I also wanted to talk to you about being a mum. You mentioned it earlier, and how you juggle that with being away and training and fighting, and how difficult that is.
Do you know, it's like I said, everybody, like, people keep always point out that I'm a mum, but, you know, I have so many friends and my, you know, other working mums that have full-time jobs, and I just feel like I'm just the same as them. You know, I do have to be away training a bit, and she, Isabella, like, with, you know, she understands I have to go away, but we FaceTime all the time, and she's like one of the girls. When she comes to Liverpool, or the girls come over to Ireland, she sits with us like she's 20, and she can have a conversation. Everybody just falls in love with her. She's just the most amazing girl. She's only 9, and she understands everything about fighting and MMA and sponsors. And, like, somebody in the airport was like, oh, hi, Leah, and mum was like, oh, is that another fan, mum? And then we landed in Liverpool, and somebody wanted Molly's photograph or autograph, and she was like, oh, all these fans. Like, for her to be 9 to pick up on all this is so funny. But it's so nice to have her as, like, you know, my wee partner. Like, she came out of Thailand with me during the summer, and you know, she's had such a lot of amazing experiences. She loves being on TV and loves telling her friends all that, so it's really nice to have her. But at the same time, it's really hard juggling Isabella fight camp, and I always feel like I want to get the most out of every single session and every single week and every single day, and I try and make it the most out of every single opportunity. So if I need to go away, I'm going to go away. I'm going to sacrifice, obviously, time to be with her to better our futures. Do you know, but like the likes of my mum, she's a radiographer in a cancer centre and runs, you know, cancer trials for patients and everybody. Wow. Do you know, like, they're the type of mums that I look up to, and she's my role model, really. So, you know, a lot of people say that about myself, but there's a lot of people in less selfish jobs that I get inspiration of.
Yeah, That's amazing. Do you think if your profile got raised even more, would you worry about her being in the limelight? You know, the way that Karate Hottie's daughter is, or like Max Holloway's little boy is?
No, not really. It's not like we're like the Kardashians or something. Someone's going to be following us around with the camera all the time.
Yeah.
Her personality, she's really individual. She's really herself, and she's really wise. So we were doing an interview with like a national TV the other day, and she was sitting chatting away to the camera. You know, she has her own opinions and everything. So she's very, very strong minded and very, you know, she'll not be kind of swayed by anything I say or anything. She just says it like it is. So she's quite funny like that way.
And going back to you, you're such a girly girl outside of the cage. Like I love it. I find it really relatable when people have got like a side of themselves away from the gym, and it's just
right. Once in a blue moon, I'm a girly girl. The boys come, let's say I go about with my hair in a bun, no makeup on, and literally
your hair
the
looks
worst...
gorgeous now
because I got a blow dry in Liverpool. But every day, and the boys are like, Leah, if I seen you on the street, I'd throw you a fiver. You look that homeless. Like, and like my block, all in the same, my block is going to like, Leah, look at the city. What are you wearing? I was like, I don't care. I have so much to do in one day. I literally run about like a gypsy.
I love you.
So it's not that often.
The little fur coat that you've got. I don't know if you work for Media Day or something. I've seen in a few things. It's gorgeous. You look like such a girly girl. And like, it's nice for, you know, like a lot of people who don't follow the sport like have a certain perception of cage fighters, and it's really nice to defy that, I think.
I know. That day, that was so funny. Like that day I was wearing that coat and I looked so extra sitting at the table with that, but I jumped out of the taxi and my zip broke on my jeans, so I was like, I can't take this coat off this whole day. My jeans would have fallen down. I was like, oh my goodness.
There was me thinking it was all for the glamour.
Well, it was a wee bit, but I didn't like, I was sweating in there, it was so warm.
You ruined the illusion.
I know.
So I saw a post that you put up and it was about how much you're juggling at the same time. So I know that you're starting like an MMA class, is it? Or
I've been doing that for like
class.
Yeah, I've been taking that class for 3 years. I take one class a week is all I can manage. Right. On a Monday night. And I get, like, we have, like, 30 girls coming, and they're just from, like, all different walks of life, like doctors, lawyers, nurses, like people from, you know, different sides of Belfast, and they all come to learn MMA, and they do jiu-jitsu and striking, and it's really laugh, and it's nice to kind of be around the girls, and because I'm obviously around guys 24/7, and I'm always with guys, so to be in a gym environment with girls and show them things, it's really nice to be able to do that.
So do you keep that up all the way through your fight camp?
I tend to, the next one is starting in a couple of weeks, and probably fight week I'll postpone that one because I'll be in the worst mood ever and want to kill everybody that speaks to me, but I tend to just run it throughout the year.
Wow. And then I saw on the same post, I take it you're not competing in this, but the Northern Ireland Jiu-Jitsu Open that they're putting on. You're not competing, are you?
No, that's my tournament, so I actually run that.
Oh, wow.
No, it's my tournament.
So that's literally a couple of weeks before your fight, and you're still doing it. Have you got people doing it for you this time, or you're still running the show?
No, I run it, and there's going to be over 350 entries, I think, this time, and I run it alongside my best friend, Una, and we are the only two females that really run a tournament over in Ireland, and this is our seventh tournament, and it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's a lot of work goes into that as well, you know, like planning the day, running the event, marketing it beforehand, and it's a brilliant day in Ireland. We have people from all over Ireland, UK and abroad come and compete in the championships, and it's really exciting. It's a nice thing to like kind of thing, because obviously I love jiu-jitsu as well. It's nice to be able to have big events in Northern Ireland.
Is it not super stressful though to have it that close to your fight?
So stressful, So stressful.
Oh my goodness. I know,
but it's like a lot of people do work as well as fight. So it's like I can't complain too much. And you can only train so many hours a day. You can't train 10 hours a day. So I have time in the other hour, like say I have an hour at night time to work in the competition. I'm going to do that instead of, I don't know, watching TV or, do you know what I mean? So I always feel like I don't want to always have to rely on fighting financially. I want to have it. I've never been motivated by money, but if I was to fight for free, I would do it for free because it's my passion. I love it. So I always want to have other things outside fighting to kind of focus on. And
it definitely makes sense. It just sounds like quite stressful, especially with a lot of it going on at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, women can do everything. And you said that fight week you're gonna be in the worst mood ever. Is that because of the weight cut?
Depends how much weight I have to cut.
I know you're not gonna want to tell me if that's a good one or a bad one this time, but is it generally quite a miserable experience?
It just depends. You know, girls' bodies are so different to guys, and cutting weight's so much more difficult for females, which a lot of men are like, no, it's not. It's like, no, it like, scientifically, factually is a lot harder for girls to cut weight. So some months sometimes it's not as bad as others, but last one was pretty tough. I've cut down to like 62 kilo as well before. That's another thing. I'd love Bellator to have a bantamweight division. I feel like there's depth there to have a bantamweight division. A lot of girls would be interested in that.
Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, I would definitely be. I feel like I'm a more natural bantamweight fighter, but I'm happy, obviously, fighting featherweight. I don't really care. But, maybe in a couple of years they might introduce a bantamweight division, because I think kind of Bellator's business model and the way they treat their fighters, a lot of people are going to want to start coming over to Bellator. Do you know, it's just getting the bigger divisions at the minute.
Yeah. I definitely think, for me, that's just the division with the most exciting talent in it. In the future, I'd love to see you fight my friend Olga Rubin.
Oh, yeah. Olga would be a great fight, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But there's hopefully just so many great matchups in the division.
Yeah, hopefully I'll fight Olga sometime this year. I think that might happen, that fight.
Oh, wow.
I was actually in Israel cornering Sinead when she fought Olga.
Yeah.
Olga's brilliant, like strong grappler, strong striker, and that'd be really, I'd be really motivated for that fight.
Yeah. One more thing I wanted to ask you about before you went, another post I saw on your Instagram was you training with Johnny Walker. Tell me what was like.
we I was in Thailand for a month, and there's on like one street there's like, I don't know, 20 MMA Muay Thai gyms. And do you know, I was training over in Tiger, and like Tiger Muay Thai is the most unbelievable setup. It's literally like fighter's heaven. Like I always say to people, like you won't understand it until you go there. There's like, it's just the most amazing setup of like state of the art world class gym, and the coaching out there. They have like Frank and George Hickman there. Peter Yan and Alexander Volvoskovy's coaches, and they run the MMA kind of team with Tariq and Alex, and like that. I was out there for a month and had the best time ever, and I met Johnny in Bellator in London, and we went out and did some training, some rounds, so it was good.
What's it like training at that heat over there?
Love it. I love sweat. Like, do my favorite thing to do is to sweat. Like if I haven't sweated in a day, I go and do like saunas at night time. I just love sweating, and I love being warm and not being like, in Ireland we have to train in freezing cold gyms all the time, and our feet are cold, everything's sore, and so I just love training the heat. Anytime I go to the gym, I'm like, put the heat on.
Do you feel less injury prone because your muscles are warm all the time?
Yeah, but in saying that, I did get a few injuries out there because you train so, you push yourself so hard, and like they're all like the MMA team and Tiger are all like 50 pros, and they're all like guys, and it's just like it's a real great environment, and everybody's pushing each other. But it's less likely to get hurt if you're training in the heat.
And so did you actually spar with Johnny Walker?
No, we did. We did about 10 rounds grappling. 10 rounds. Yeah. And he was like, no, tap him out. Rest. No, I didn't.
Did he manage to tap you out?
I don't think so, you know. No, I don't think so.
Wicked. That's amazing. So finally, I promised you I wouldn't to take up too much of your time, so I will let you go after this, but I just wanted to get a prediction from you for your fight.
Ooh, I think, obviously, I'm confident that I'm going to come away with a win. I'd love to show my more skill. I'd love to show my kind of what I've been working on with my boxing coach and Owen striking wise. I think possibly if I'm a good harder striking, she's going to look to shoot for a takedown and I could finish on the floor. That's the most likely scenario I can see at the minute, but hopefully I come away with a win and a big finish.
Well, good luck with the rest of camp. Good luck with all your training.
Thank you so much.
Stay healthy. We're all really excited for this fight. I will see you in Dublin.
Brilliant. Are you coming over?
I am, yeah. So safe travels back to Ireland. And I hope everything goes great with your jiu-jitsu tournament and everything between now and then.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time, Leah. Thank you, everyone else, for watching. Bye. Make sure you tune in and see Leah on the 22nd fighting at Dublin Bellator. Thanks, Leah.
Bye.
Bye.